The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acocks and Michael Brockman, with special guest Jimmy Heath, in a composition titled Sleeves. If it sounded vaguely familiar, that's because it's a contrafact, which is a new melody by Jimmy Heath based on the chordal sequence of the song Autumn Leaves, and he calls it Sleeves. The soloists in that performance by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Jimmy Heath was the first soloist on tenor saxophone. Then you heard Bill Ramsey on baritone sax. Travis Ranney was heard on tenor sax, then Mark Taylor on alto, Dan Marcus on trombone, and lastly Phil Sparks on bass. Sleeves is an appropriate way to begin this edition of Jazz Northwest. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to the show. The Earshot Jazz Festival is just around the corner, as it is each fall, but this year is going to take on a very different format. Because of the current situation in the world, there will be no audience at any of the performances of the Earshot Jazz Festival this year. It's all digital, virtual performances, but mostly live, coming from locations ranging from Birdland in the east to the Royal Room here in the west, from home studios as well as living rooms and so on. We have as our guest here John Gilbert, who's the executive director of the Earshot Jazz Festival. John, it really takes on a totally different flavor this year with all the digital performances from various locations around the country.
For those of us known as concert producers, we suddenly become television producers, and it's a whole new skill set to learn. It's a whole new set of health and safety protocols to observe when we're shooting video of these things, and protecting the artists, protecting the crew, and still providing some essentially live music with the magic of spontaneous invention and all the things that make jazz in a room with real people so beautiful.
Now, a lot of the performances in the Earshot Festival will be live performances, not pre-recorded.
Yes, yes. We have a handful of things coming from New York City or from around the world in different places. which will all be pre-recorded things that are exclusive content made especially for the Earshot Festival, but without the drama of a live stream coming from a different time zone with different circumstances. So, and it's an interesting way to rethink this whole concept of space and time with regard to concert presentation, because it was always so much about being in one place at one time and getting a lot of other people to come in and buy tickets and sit and enjoy the music. So things are happening a little bit differently. But we are doing a good schedule of live stream concerts, like the Town Hall concerts and Royal Room.
I was going to say the Town Hall concerts, I thought, have been particularly good examples of live streaming music.
We had to virtually keep people from hugging each other after the concert because we were trying to observe the protocols for health and safety and things like that. But, you know, in addition to the magic of the music, there's the magic of, you know, individuals who haven't been able to play with other human beings on the same stage at the same time for such a long time. And that was really a phenomenon in springtime when we did that series of concerts from Town Hall, which were live streamed. Now, after these ensuing months, it's even more special. Jovino Santos Neto, for instance, hasn't played a live gig with his band since January. So we get to participate in the joy of those reunions as well.
Yeah.
And Town Hall was perfect for us thinking of doing live stream concerts simply because we had the experience with doing the series that we did in April, May, and a little bit in June, where the production values are just great. The sound is so good. The video is so good. The safety protocols in that large room downstairs are thoroughly enforced, but it's all doable.
Yeah.
We pay all the artists good artist fees. It's an opportunity to put an additional tip jar up on the screen and let individual audience members make donations directly to the artists as well.
I think that's really a good idea.
Yep.
I like that. Let's talk about some of the artists. The festival is bookended by a performance by Ravi Coltrane.
Yes.
Tenor saxophonist, son of John. And he has an interesting project using a harp, which is what his mother played, Alice Coltrane, and doing some music with a harpist by the name of Brandy Younger. This is an interesting project. Is this something he's working with regularly, or is this something you put together?
Brandy is really incredible. We had her on the festival 2 years ago doing a solo harp concert, and she's a phenomenal soloist. But the spirit of those recordings with Alice Coltrane, I think, is a very special thing that happened within the music at that time, when there was a kind of a tangible feeling of transformational things happening with the music. John Coltrane certainly started that, but when he passed away in 1967, you know, Alice was just getting going with her own music at that time and going on her own spiritual path. So this concert with Brandy and Ravi Coltrane, it's a project that I've been wanting to present for like 4 years and have been working on every year with Ravi's manager. And you may have noticed that he just hasn't been touring as much over the last 5-6 years as he did before. And so this is a very special project for me, and the music, I think, has a potential to speak to the times that we're in a way that is deeper and kind of less superficial than jazz artists playing as fast as they can just to prove that they can. It's music that calls up and puts value on the spirit and the soul inside of the music.
The festival opens and closes with Ravi Coltrane.
Yes.
Is that the same performance?
It is the same performance, and it's a performance that he recorded specifically for the Earshot Festival at the Birdland Jazz Club, which has repurposed itself, done its own pivot to be a stage for live video or for capturing video for later, with a good 5-camera shoot and a great sound system and things like that. So the ambiance is going to be beautiful as well.
Our guest on Jazz Northwest today is John Gilbert, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, presenting the 32nd annual Earshot Jazz Festival, an all-digital presentation this year, virtual performances from various locations around the United States, and we'll talk some more about the festival in just a moment. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. The Earshot Jazz Festival runs October 16th through November 8th, as we mentioned. It begins with a performance by Ravi Coltrane Quartet featuring Brandy Young on harp. We have a recording that was made a little over 10 years ago of a piece that was written by Charlie Hayden for Alice Coltrane, and he recorded it with her at that time. And we'll be listening to it now in this performance with Ravi Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Charlie Hayden on bass, Brandy Younger, the harpist. This piece is titled For Turia, and it was composed by Charlie Hayden.
Thank you.
Ravi Coltrane on tenor saxophone, with Charlie Hayden on bass, and Brandy Younger, the harpist, and that piece titled For Turiya, and that was composed by Charlie Hayden. Ravi Coltrane is going to be performing with a quartet, including Brandy Younger on harp, in the opening and closing nights of the Earshot Jazz Festival this year. Friday, October 16th, as the festival opens, and on Sunday, November 8th, as it closes, performances taking place from Birdland in New York City and being presented in Seattle by the Earshot Jazz Festival. This is 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Our guest today is Earshot Festival director John Gilbreth. And John, a number of wonderful pianists are appearing at this year's festival. One of my special favorites, Fred Hirsch, is going to be here the last weekend on Friday, November 6th.
And he'll also have a brand new recording, national recording, that will debut that day.
Is that growing out of his home concerts?
It's growing out of his evolution, his constant evolution as an artist.
Wonderful
and
player.
All of the mystery and magic that he brings to his music as well.
And then we have Jovino from Seattle and Marina Albero from Seattle as well. So we've got some good resident ones. Gerald Clayton and his dad are playing a concert too. I've seen Gerald a number of times at Jazzport Townsend. He's a very versatile pianist.
He's incredible, and he's someone whose creative arc is still very, very visible. Like if you see him once a year or a couple times a year, just every experience is new and kind of jaw-dropping on a different level. And of course, John Clayton has been artistic director of Jazzport Townsend for a number of years. We talk about the continuum in jazz, and it manifests in various different ways, from jazz education programs for kids and the masters of the art form. But this lineage is father and son.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating duo.
We're talking with John Gilbreth, who's the executive director of Earshot Jazz, about the upcoming festival, which runs October 16th through November 8th, starting up next weekend. So pick up a brochure. You'll see them scattered around town. Wherever John walks, there's a little trail of them coming out behind him.
We actually printed 20,000 brochures on paper.
Oh my.
I mean, it's an interesting part. I mean, we're talking about video and doing an all-digital festival, and then we had to think, well, do we market it then all digitally, or can we print some paper?
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some beautiful artwork with Lakeisha Benjamin on the cover, and a really wonderful program of 25 concerts over 4 weekends, starting October 16 and winding up on November 8.
Tell us about Lakeisha Benjamin.
Lakeisha is a saxophonist, working as many young jazz artists are with cultural influences that she grew up with, which is soul, R&B, hip-hop, jazz music, obviously, melding those things all together in a really great way. She also is dedicated to John Coltrane, and in fact, her group name is called Pursuance, which is the third movement of John Coltrane's masterwork, A Love Supreme. So she is also very much influenced by John Coltrane, which is not saying a great deal in jazz when we're talking about saxophonists, because like everybody is. But she's also influenced by Alice Coltrane, and again, the spirit of the music that is potential and that came to be with the collaboration of John Coltrane and Alice Coltrane. So this Pursuance is a pursuance of that aesthetic, that spirit.
We mentioned a couple of other regional artists, and we should definitely mention the festival resident artist.
Yeah, this is Aham Efule J. Oluo. Trumpet player, Aham, he's been on the Seattle scene for a long time. I mean, he was volunteering for us when he was still in his teens. And in addition to being a fine trumpet player, he's also one of the hippest Renaissance men in the city. He is a writer. He's a comedian. He is a performance artist. He has a couple of stage plays that have been very successful, one of which, Now I'm Fine, which he performed in New York City and around the country. Large ensemble, 12, 14 pieces in it, primarily about his experience growing up and his relationship to his father, who was Nigerian. The three performances he's going to do here, one is from the music from his second stage performance, which is called Susan, which is dedicated to his mother and the experience therein. And his writing and performance with the large ensemble for this stage play is just incredible. It's got two great vocalists and a host of great Seattle players, including Marina Albero and Marina Christopher and Skerrick and some others. That music will be in the first opening weekend on Sunday, the 18th.
A week from today.
And that's just called The Music from Susan. He'll also debut a new jazz quartet. As I said, Aham is known for being one of the founding members of the quartet Industrial Revelation, which was not performing over the last couple of years. So Aham is putting together this new jazz quartet that we're doing live at the Royal Room, so it has the ambiance of a jazz club, and he just wants to dig in and do some straight-ahead jazz. Tim Kennedy on piano, Jeff Harper on bass, and Devon Lewis on drums. And then the last thing is going to be the last thing that we do on the festival. It's an earlier recording done in virtual reality, what they call VR recording. It's a house party with lots of Nigerian food, lots of human beings packed inside of one house, all yelling and screaming at each other, and the band Industrial Revelation performing live in the living room. All of these things that we just can't do anymore. And this is something that was already filmed earlier. So if you're hooked up with the VR gadgets to enhance your video experience, it's like you're in the house, in the room with all these people and the band playing in the living room and all the fun going on.
New vistas, right?
Yeah, virtual reality.
Well, John, thank you very much for giving us a little preview of the Earshot Festival.
My pleasure. Today. You know I could go on and on.
Yeah, I know you could.
Thank you so much.
Okay, talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a group that's performing on the second weekend of the Earshot Jazz Festival. This is Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto, opening with some nice vibes work here by Ben Thomas. This is called Zagaya Spear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music by a couple of groups that are appearing at the Earshot Jazz Festival this year. First, we heard the Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto playing a piece called Zagaya Spear, and that featured Jovino at the piano along with Harvey Wineapple, the reed player, Chuck Deerdorf bass, Mark Ivester on drums and percussion, Jeff Bush percussion, and guest Ben Thomas on vibes, who will be appearing with the Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto on Saturday, October 24th in the virtual festival this year. And we just heard from Fred Hirsch, who will be appearing on the last weekend of the festival. Fred Hirsch on Friday, November 6th, also solo performance by Fred Hirsch. And a wonderful opportunity to hear this great artist in the comfort of your own home, playing for you as part of the Earshot Festival. For more information about the Earshot Festival, we should have mentioned it several times during the interview with John Gilbreth, but you should know by now. You can find out more about the festival at earshot.org. As far as the complete schedule and how to get tickets and so on. Virtual performances this year in the all-digital Earshot Jazz Festival. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene. And we have next Ernestine Anderson with the weather forecast and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra.
Change from summer green to winter white. The brightest day can change into the darkest night. A gray cloud may change the sky of blue, but nothing ever changes my love for you. A gentle breeze can blow into a hurricane. A happy song can change into a sad refrain. The oak leaf will fall when autumn. My love for you. Time will alter Gibraltar. Seas may run dry, but you'll see that we'll be the same, you and I. A million things are bound to change as time rolls on. A million springs will come and go, and when they're gone, my darling, the thrill will still be new. 'Cause nothing ever changes my love for you. We'll be right back.
time will alter Gibraltar. The seas may run dry, but you'll see that we'll be the same, you and I.
Albero at the piano, and sort of a family affair on that, with son and daughter joining in on that one. called Music is Love, which is the title of the third of the three CD set, A Life Soundtrack by Marina Albero. The two alto saxophones that we heard there were Hans Teuber and Marcel Albero, and the voice of Serena Albero, Jeff Johnson on bass, Jeff Bush percussion, Devon Lewis on drums. Marina Albero will be appearing at the Earshot Jazz Festival with the trio, Jeff Johnson and Devon Lewis, on Sunday, October 25th. Ernestine Anderson and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra heard just before that, and a song by Marvin Fisher and Jack Siegel, Nothing Ever Changes My Love for You. It is not seasonal, from the album Boogie Down, Ernestine Anderson and Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at this same time. We do have a podcast available at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.